Blog Talk Radio.
Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway. We are on a divine journey in which I believe truly God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Hashtag I'm for you. I am for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays, we proudly bring you programming that is designed based on two basic formats of empowerment that we bring you each week, the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series, which has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to what? Work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live your dreams. If you missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four, the letter U, blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four, the letter U, Inspired Media for You. On last week's installment of Motivational Mondays, we shared a rich dialogue in our Shape Up series. Wow, you don't want to miss it. Feel free to tune back in at your leisure by grabbing that installment online on demand. On today's broadcast, we are excited to have sharing with us on behalf of the Fred and Wilma Berry team. We have Mrs. Wilma Berry. Fred and Wilma Berry are known for Azusa Street Mission, and Azusa Fest, which just happened, and we are having a wonderful reflection from Azusa Fest, along with talking about living a balanced life. Let me share with you and set up the framework of today's broadcast. Coach Adams will lay the foundation around our subject with our in-studio audience, and then in about halfway or so into today's broadcast, we will open our programming for you, our global listening audience, to participate, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today's subject This will lend to an interactive environment, and we encourage you, again, our global listening audience, to chime in. So as those questions stimulate, write them down. Keep your iPads and your laptops and your tablets handy. Maybe your old school, that notepad, have it before you. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Take a time to write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, send a gram, a text message, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast and to assist us with expanding our reach. We extend our gracious thanks for your support, our global listening audience, and we thank you so much for assisting us in expanding our outreach. Again, on today's broadcast, we have the beautiful, this is one of truly my spiritual sisters who is so near and dear to my heart, and it just gives me such joy to have sharing with me in the boardroom, Mrs. Wilma Berry. And, you know, it's so fitting that we're going to be opening with this beautiful love story of her and Fred, who are celebrating in July 21 blissful years in union. But, you know, at the age of 12, Wilma was led to the Lord by a Catholic nun, and I can really relate to that because I grew up Catholic. And throughout her childhood, when Wilma Berry sang and worshiped the Lord on guitar, learning something new about my sister, didn't know she played the guitar. How about that? Everyone has such wonderful gifts and talents, but I want you to know that more than anything, she is a Holy Spirit-filled, gospel-preaching believer, and there's so much more that I can say about the Wilma half of the Fred and Wilma team, and more will come out as we share in today's broadcast. But join me for a beautiful reflection from Azusa Fest and a balanced life, our dialogue with Mrs. Wilma Berry.
Amen. I'm excited to be here, Miss Shania. And
it's exciting to have you, and you know we can't move too far into our broadcast without sharing how we initially met, of course, and I love the term that our beloved Anna McCoy shares often, that we all come from the tribe known as Allen Hattie Hollingsworth's Boston Movement and Vertical Leap, and so being that we met as a part of the tribe forever ago, I would say it was probably in the mid-90s or somewhere thereabout when they were hosting seminars in their home. And I know that they are your mentors, they're my mentors, and they have truly played a significant role in your growth and ministry, and not to mention this beautiful love story. Tell us about how Fred and Wilma Berry met, this love story. How does it unfold, you know, affectionately known as God's Living Flintstones?
Well, it's interesting that you mention our mentors, our collective mentors, Coach and Al and Hattie Hollingsworth. Fred and I actually met at that time. It was the 21-hour life-changing seminar in Diamond Bar. And at that time, I was hosting the Christian radio program, supporting the ministry by getting people's testimonies, encouraging people to come to the seminar. And I remember it like, oh, my God, like it was yesterday. I was going down the stairs into the racquetball room, and Fred was coming up the stairs, and he said, hey, you know, don't I know you? And I was thinking, oh, my God, you know, it's a Christian event. This is a lie, brother, you know. That was my thoughts, my internal thoughts. But later at this. I'm like, oh, my God. But, you know, at the end of the seminar, we asked people to share their testimony, how did the seminar impact you, and what were your thoughts, and that kind of thing. So I interviewed him on the radio program. It was taped, and we're going to play it later. And it was amazing. He was very funny and vivacious and, you know, all of who God has made him to be. So it was, I don't think we aired that one because we were laughing more than talking. And that was the beginning of our friendship. And we were friends for several years. And then finally I was like, okay, Lord, this guy won't go away. You know, what's the deal here? And I just fasted and prayed. I fasted for a week. And on my seventh day of fasting, Fred called me and said, "Doc says you're my wife," and hung up. And I was like, okay. And
that was it, Miss Willis.
Right. And then he called back and said, "Hey, you know, you want to go on a date? You want to go to dinner?" And but I didn't know that he was also fasting at the time, and my seventh day was his seventh day also. And he had received a prophetic word from a young prophet, and she said, you know, that we were going to be a part of God's story and we were going to be the Flintstones and all this good stuff. So he has his own side, but he told me that part later. And literally praying and fasting works. You know, God answered and proclaimed that who he was to me. But also the Lord had told me to pray for him and his family. And so I had been praying for him for a long time. And I said, "Lord, I don't know his family." You know. So, but when God tells you something, you know, and if you're obedient to it, prayer does draw you you to your destiny. And so I prayed and prayed. I prayed for him. I prayed for his family. I prayed for God's purpose in his life, not knowing that I was literally praying for my husband and for my own future and my own destiny. So even if you're friends with somebody, God can orchestrate the thing if you'll be patient. And the one thing that, because we had a very long friendship, the one thing that God spoke to me and spoke to both of us is that we had to walk in holiness and purity for God. And so we were not babies. We were mature people in our 30s, but we walked in abstinence in our relationship until we were saying, "I do," man and wife. Then we ran to the hotel. But after that, before that, we were just staying holy.
I love it.
Waiting on God. And I just want to encourage people that God can, you can become a born again virgin. You know, when God puts you in a new place, you get saved, you get, because I had been married before, but that had ended in divorce. So God had told me that he was going to give me a new life. And the new life was with Mr. Fred Berry.
I love it. And truly, what a beautiful love story. And I know that, you know, the two became one, and there's so much that we can talk about pre-2006. But I know in 2006, you reopened the Azusa Street Mission, and I would like for you to share a little bit about that, you know, commissioning with Apostle Bill Hammond, who I know is another one of your mentors, and how with the Azusa Street Mission, of course, Azusa Fest, which we just had in April, how the two connected and how that all came about. As we, of course, today on Motivational Mondays, we are going to be sharing a reflection from Azusa Fest. So help to set that up for us.
Well, it's very interesting. In 2006, we had previously found the Bonnie Bray House, not like it was lost, but my background being Catholic and coming into the full Pentecostal way, and Fred's background being Baptist and coming into the full gospel way, we didn't really know about the revivals of California. I'm from the South, New Orleans. He's from Baltimore. So we didn't know about it, but we were working in the BOSS program, and we were looking for a place to have a multicultural meeting. So we found somebody referred us to the Bonnie Bray House, where in 1906, the Holy Spirit fell, and that was the beginning of, you know, revival in our in this nation and in our time, really, in our lifetime. So from there, we were there 3 years, and the Lord gave us a mandate in that place to pray, to fix the house, to paint the house, to repair the house. And we began to have meetings for 3 years there. And the meetings were increasingly growing. I think the first time was 120. The next time was, you know, several hundred. And then the last was about 5,000 people crowded into the street. And so we were thinking, wow, this is great, you know. But the Lord said, stop. And so we stopped and waited on him. And it wasn't very long that the Lord literally said, you know, go to Azusa Street. So we went to Azusa Street. We labored there for about, I don't know how many years, I would say from 98 to probably about 2003 or so on committees. You know, things go very slowly when you're on a committee and the committee's researching and doing all this. So we were just on a committee, but we were getting signs placed there, historical markers with the city. We were getting plaques placed there, things like that. But it was a very slow process until in about 2003, I would say, 2003, the Lord supernaturally, through one of our intercessors, connected us with a gentleman who had $1.8 million, I believe, and he wanted to do the 100th anniversary of Azusa. And so the secretary named Dana literally gave our name to this man and said, you got to have Fred and Wilma Berry, God's Living Flintstone, on this project. He was thinking, is she nuts? You know, who's these Flintstones? But she had our number because she'd come to one of our prayer meetings up in San Diego. And from there, I mean, every time that it was a transition point, it was an intercessor that made a way for us, gave us favor, opened the door for us. And it was that kind of divine appointments from God that allowed us to work on the 100th anniversary, the centennial of the Azusa Street revival. And we did that for several years.
Now, Mrs. Wilma, I want to just pause for just a moment because I know we're about to back into, obviously, this latest event, Azusa Fest in April. But I really want for our global listening audience to understand, and I don't know if they really heard you that, and you did say it was a slow process, but if I heard you correctly, you said that really you started this process in or about 98. Was that correct?
On Azusa Street in about 1998, but at Bonnie Bray about 1995. So we're talking about an assignment from God that's been from 1995.
So from 1995. Now, I must ask you, because so often, and a part of the vision for Motivational Mondays is that individuals that are listening in from someone else's story, their testimony, that they would be able to connect and see, wow, I can do what God has given me. Now, I know you are fast-tracking to where we are today, and someone coming in, a beneficiary with $1.8 million. But prior to that, are you and Fred millionaires? Did you have money for all of what you've been doing since 1995?
No way. And thank God for our mentor, Coach Alan Hattie Hollingsworth, because we learned in the BOSS program that you can build your dream, go after your dream with no money. So how to start a business with no money. We taught that to young people, and we taught it. And as we were teaching it, it was going into us, and we learned it ourselves. And then we became not just the teachers of it. We began to do what we were teaching the young people. We went literally around the world with no money. We would just, if God said to do it, we would do it. And then as we went, the Lord would provide the funding. Thank God for our donors. Thank God for our partners. The Lord provided every step of the way.
And you know what's so cute? I know, truly, you said, we started this with no money. But I know people are thinking, oh, yeah, she just didn't have a lot of money. You mean literally no money? And, of course, when we're talking about BOSS, we're talking about the youth leadership training curriculum of Coach Alan Hattie Hollingsworth, BOSS, of course, meaning building on spiritual substance, and I've taught and teach BOSS, and they've taught and teach BOSS. And so this is pretty profound because I'm living this as well as I continue to birth to the next level, the Coach Adams brand, so I get it. But I don't think that our listening audience really believes that we can start a business, a vision, with no money.
Well, look, like we like to say, boys and girls, or young people, or even if you're an old person and you're just getting started, and you know without a shadow of a doubt that God has called you to something, to a vision, to a purpose. And everybody who's breathing, God has called you to a purpose. First, you have to recognize who God is. I mean, you can't doubt that God exists, that he is who he said he is. And I'm not going to go through all the steps, but the recognition that God is paramount to everything. I mean, as you know, as Shania said, I was led to the Lord by a Catholic nun. She, when I was 12, she came out of the convent. She was such a happy little nun. She reminded me of the singing nun. She played guitar, and she was just happy and smiley. And she told me she was in love with her very best friend, and that friend was Jesus. And I said, I want some of that. That sounds great. So I went from being, you know, a sinner to this singing Christian little Catholic girl. And the knowledge that I could talk to Jesus and hear him changed my life at 12. But I came to understand in the fullness, mm-hmm, along the way, and especially with Coach, that we have to listen for the voice. We have to really importune for it. We have to really get in a place where we can hear him and be very intentional about hearing him. And then when we get the download, to do it.
And, you know, I know that I know the answer to this because of what we've been talking about here on Motivational Mondays. And I want to really support those that are listening in because I heard something very key in what you were sharing. And you said you have to know who God is and who he is related to the vision that he has given you. With that, whose dream have you and Fred been driving all of these years?
Oh, that's a very good question. You know, I mean, it's a question that will make me emotional, but, you know, it's a God-given dream. You have to receive something from God. You have to, and when I teach at Azusa Street every other Saturday. We're teaching prophetic training there. This is my main thing. You have to know the reason that you were born. There's nobody on the planet who's an accident. Your mom and dad may say that it was might have not been the opportune time, but the reality in God is that God brought you to the earth to solve a problem, and it's up to us to ask God, to ask the Holy Spirit to share with us, to teach us, to show us the very reason that we were born. And once you know your God-given purpose, you can run like the wind. You can just go with abandonment because you know you've got the approval of the Father. And thankfully for me, I remember the Holy Spirit speaking to me multiple times. He would say, you're going to be on Azusa Street for 3 years. And then I would go, 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 go. And then he'd say, it's going to be 7 more years. And then I would go, 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 go. And 5 years, da, 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 da. But the Lord knows me. I needed those little prophetic words that would come through me to different vessels, but I needed that. He would say, okay, girl, go for 3 years. And I could trust him enough to keep going for 3 years. And then he would bring another prophetic word to me and say, it's going to be 7 more years. And I trust God enough not to say, 7 years? Oh, my God, that's so long. No. Okay, it's 7 years. Let's go. So we have to know that we're running with a God-given dream and purpose. And then we can run. Just keep running.
And, you know, what I love about what you're sharing is you're really helping us to recognize and be reminded that the journey is a process. And unfortunately, because we live in such a microwave society, everybody wants things quick, fast, and in a hurry. And if they don't see the results, they step away and they say, well, God is not in it. He didn't speak it. You know, and last week it was so interesting because I was sharing on our Shape Up series about when you know the father of the baby spiritually and naturally, mm-hmm, you bring it to full term. And so we didn't talk about this. I don't know if you were tuned in, but yet here you are coming back in talking about the significance of, one, that there is a reason that God brought each and every one of us to this earth, and it is to solve a specific problem that only you can solve for him. And that he has created you for that divine purpose. That is so rich and profound. Now, as we fast track to this journey of Azusa Fest, share with us, how did this all unfold?
Well, this past Azusa Fest 2016, it's really about reconciliation, about forgiveness, about choosing to walk in forgiveness, choosing to reconcile one to another. It was so beautiful and awesome that the Lord used a difference, a hard thing, you know, a really hard thing where my husband had given a word to our brother, Lou Engel, and they disagreed. And for 6 years, they didn't communicate. Their relationship was broken. But God was able to speak to Lou Engel to call my husband and reconcile. And then the Holy Spirit was able to speak to my husband, Fred, to accept, because you have to choose. Somebody can come and say, please forgive me. But then if you're obstinate, you don't accept it, you don't benefit. The other person's got it off them. They've given it to the Lord. It's over for them. But you have to choose to accept it and say, I forgive you. I choose to walk in forgiveness with you, brother. And because of that reconciliation, the choice of both men to hear and to abide by the leading of the Holy Spirit, then we came together and we worked so quick, an 8-month work. And the Lord just did it beautifully. The Coliseum was filled with about, I think, close to about 70,000 people on a Saturday, and it was raining. People were in their rain slickers out there praising God with all their might. It was beautiful, a tremendous presence of the Lord. It was just tremendous.
And, you know, I must say that you kicked things off. You had several events that kicked things off, and I was fortunate to participate in your leaders' luncheon that you had on that Friday. Our mentors, Coach Allen, Hattie Hollingsworth, and I was so impressed with all of the various nations that were represented that came in specifically for your event. Will you share some of those nations that were represented? Because when I heard it in the audience for the Leaders Luncheon, it was so impactful, and it just really showed the outreach that you and Fred have and the mission that God has given you.
Oh my God, it was tremendous. God is so awesome, because we were very, very fortunate to have about 20 people that came from China, several people who came from Taiwan, people from Israel, people from India. It was crazy, just so awesome and crazy. Of course, we had about 30 to 40 people from Brazil, because that's a major place where the Lord has us ministering as missionaries. And then we had our spiritual sons and daughters from Paris, from North Africa. It was just incredible, and we were just so blessed. That the luncheon, we anticipated, I think, about 125, and then we oversold it at 200, and then we had to squeeze some more people in because they were at the door. We got to get in. So it was just crazy wonderful. We heard an awesome word from our mentor, and then we also heard from Bill Hammond, and we had greetings from our Apostle Hina of Snowball Church from Brazil. So it was a multicultural event, and it was amazing.
It really was amazing. And if I recall, there was someone there from India. I'm trying to remember some of the other nations that was represented. It was amazing.
Mind-blowing. I forgot. Yeah, I did forget. There were pastors who had driven from Mexico. I don't know how I could forget that, but they came up from Mexico, and they were in the meetings. It was amazing, and I just was so impressed by the tenacity to choose to get in a car, to drive, and then to come and to be in the meetings. They were in the evening meetings. They were in the luncheon, and then, of course, they were in the Coliseum. So it was just – the Global South was represented, Brazil, China. All of that is the Global South. India is a part of the Global South. So it was very, very, it was the faithfulness of God to bring the people out, to hear a word from our mentors, both of our mentors, Apostle Bill Hammonds and Coach Allen Hetty Hollingsworth, it was very much a move of God.
And, you know, what I love is that God gave this vision to you and Fred, and I don't know if you at any point could have even imagined what happened, you know, in April as it was the celebration of the 100-year anniversary of Azusa Street, and, of course, if I'm not mistaken, 10 years of your Azusa Fest, correct? Am I
right,
correct in that?
It was,
you know, and
206.
So,
right, 10 years, yeah. exactly 10 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, so
wow, we didn't,
look at what God did. You know, look at what God did. And you don't know, I have two stories of reflection to share with you that you don't even know. So I had an associate, and they were saying, you know, I have a friend who's trying to get in town, and it happened to be the weekend of Azusa Fest, and they were saying all the hotels in the, you know, area of the Coliseum are booked up, and they're talking about this Azusa Fest. You know, people are coming in to Azusa Fest. And I was too tickled by that because, of course, I know Fred and Wilma Berry. So that was one thing. And then, you know, I had other, because of other scheduling conflicts, I couldn't be there beyond Friday. And Saturday, I had a meeting downtown in downtown Los Angeles, and I took the metro from Fullerton to downtown. And it was so cute because I met this young lady waiting for the Metrolink train, and she and I started to speak. Now, she is an Asian student who is in school in the Fullerton area, and she has broken English. She's so excited because her friends told her she had to go to the Coliseum. And I'm like intrigued because, of course, I know what's going on at the Coliseum. So I want to hear more about what she has to say. And she is excited about, I'm heading to the Coliseum. Do you know how far it is from Union Station? My friends said I'm going to have a great God experience. No, I mean, seriously. She is an Asian student here, had only been here for 3 months. Do you know
how
I was just gleaming on the inside, and I purposefully, knowing that you were coming back on, I said, I'm going to share this reflective story because there were several others that I met that were headed to the Coliseum that same day, all different nationalities, but just excited. You know, I know several that fought to be the here, you know, for that time. You know, how does that make you and Fred feel to know that God has used you for such a time as this and the impact? Because you said yes and continued forward with a vision that wasn't easy. Like you said, there was restoration and forgiveness that had to take place, and there was a 6-year break in a relationship, all of this. But to get to this past April, how does that make you feel?
It's humbling. It really is such a privilege to be used in the service of the King. It's really not about us. Doing the purpose is not about us. Doing the purpose is for the advancement of the kingdom of God. And it's like we are watching ourselves and, you know, watching it all too and saying, wow, God, look at you. Look at you. You know, some of our Brazilians that came with us and were out on the field and it was raining, you know, in not the perfect English, were like, wow, it's the presence of God here. It's the presence of God. So no man can touch that, you know. And even on Azusa Street on Sunday when we did the Unity tree planting and we had our First Nations people to go first, the first hour of worshiping God, there was a lady who said the Lord told her to come from the middle of the country. I can't remember the state, but she literally brought a horse to Azusa Street because the original mission had at one point been a horse stable. And she felt like the Lord was saying that the horses had to come back again and be on that property. I said, wow, I would have never in my a million years have thought, you know, how all these pieces came together. But, you know, on Sunday when we were feeding the homeless from Skid Row and we fed about 4,000 people and gave clothes and food, I said, Lord, this is what it's really all about. When people are getting saved, people are getting baptized in the water and in the Holy Spirit, this is what it's about. So it's like awesome. We're watching this grand plan of God. It's just awesome to be participating with the Father.
It really is. And could you and Fred have even imagined? And, of course, I want to know what's on the horizon. And what, before we talk about what's on the horizon, we want to welcome our global listening audience in. This is the time in our broadcast in when we open up the lines. And maybe you have a question or a comment. Maybe you were touched by what has been shared so far here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and my special in-studio guest, Wilma Berry of the Fred and Wilma Berry team, as we, you know, share this reflection from Azusa Fest, and we'll close out with talking about living a balanced life and some nuggets that Mrs. Wilma Berry has for us. This is the time again in our broadcast when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are on your computer, on a computer device technology, you have to dial in, and you would dial in 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. And again, press 1 to add yourself to the host queue. We do have a caller, so we'll transition our caller in. Caller, welcome to Motivational Mondays, last 4 digits, 9917. You are live.
Hi, Coach Adams and Sister Berry. This is Yumiko, and I have a message from a friend of yours to you. Sister Berry, Renate Days Aikens told me to tell you hello. She said her daughter,
wow,
Shana, was in your wedding.
Yes.
To God
one
be the
our
glory.
One of our original boss kids, Shana.
Yes. Yes. And she's actually doing very well. She's actually working on her doctorate. So
amazing.
God is good. Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. But just really quickly, just wanted to comment on this conversation on tonight. And Coach Adams, I did follow your lead and sent out many, many texts of people to join on, and she was one of them. Renate was one of them. And I tell you, I'm under the leadership of Pastor Dr. Michelle Corral, and I know she participated in the Azusa Street. I was not able to attend, but I have to tell you, for months, I heard nothing but just people were just in awe of the movement of the Holy Spirit in that place. And I heard about how God brought people from everywhere and how people of different religions and different backgrounds. But everyone at that day, at that moment, came together on one accord. And that's the mighty God that we serve, that no matter what is going on, when God's hand is in it, there's nothing but a mighty anointing that will pour out. And I just praise God for you and Mr. Berry and for your saying yes to God's will, because you could not have been obedient and it would not have developed into what it's developed into. But God is so awesome, and he is doing some amazing things in this season. There's a major dynamic divine shift going on in this world, and especially in California and throughout. And we just praise God for dynamic soldiers of Christ like you and your husband, who risk your life, who take the step to say yes to your will, Lord, and just use us. And it's people like me that are able to feast on that manna from up on high, from the heavenlies, as God continues to upstate his people and to just elevate. He is truly elevating in this season. And we just say, God bless you, God keep you, and God continue to just anoint you for the calling that he has on your lives and on all of our lives. And I love what you said, to find out what our purpose is for his kingdom, because we are all here to be his servants, to build his kingdom. Amen. And nothing more, nothing less. So to God be the glory for you, Coach Adams, you know I love you. And so God bless you and keep you and all that you're doing for the mighty work of the kingdom of God.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, sister. And tell Renate to Facebook me. Okay.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Okay. So thank you so much, Yumiko, for being such a faithful listener of Motivational Mondays. Appreciate you so much and always grateful for the interaction, the insight. It's always so rich, so I thank you. Don't hesitate at any time. I'm going to ask that you would press 1 to remove yourself from the host queue. Press 1 to remove yourself from the host queue. And thank you again for supporting with expanding our reach. As we continue in today's broadcast here on Motivational Monday, hosted and presented by Inspired Media for you, we are having a wonderfully rich dialogue with Wilma Berry, and we are talking about and having a reflection from Azusa Fest, along with we're going to get into how to live a balanced life. Well, we want you to know that you are welcome to interact with us. Press 1 on your keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Yumiko, press 1 to remove yourself out of the host queue. Press 1 to add yourself to the queue. That lets us know that you want to interact with us. I have to ask you, Mrs. Wilma Berry, what is next for God's Living Flintstones? Azusa Fest, Azusa Street Mission, what's next on the horizon for you?
Amen. Well, we're continuing really with our prophetic training schools. We do the Azusa Street Prophetic School. And what we do is we partner with churches, and it's a 3-day training, Thursday evening, Friday evening, and all day on Saturday. And what we'd like to do is to get about 50 people registered through that church or their networks, and we'll bring our school to their church. We train everyone in how to walk in their giftings, how to manifest and flow with the Holy Ghost, and then we send them out into the community to do prophetic evangelism, to invite people to come to the church, to invite people to engage with the church. And then we have just an awesome service. We prophetically release those people, and it's amazing. The church is built up. The people are instructed in how to flow in the gifts of God, and then they also get a chance to exercise and be activated in the things of God. So that's incredible. You can go to our website, azusastreetmission.org. That's A-Z-U-S-A, streetmission.org. Or call us in the office at 323-692-7268 if you would be interested in having the Azusa Street Prophetic School come to your church. As well, we will be traveling this summer because we are missionaries, and primarily in Brazil, but we are also chaplains to the Olympics. So we'll be in Brazil for most of the summer, and Fred and I both will be there in August. And that we're ministering to the athletes, to their families, as well as doing outreach around the Olympics, because a lot of people will come, and many of the athletes are not saved. Many of the various individuals that just come to the games are not saved, but we create opportunities where we can do urban evangelism and bring people into the kingdom so they can get a game, but they can also hear the message of the gospel and come into the kingdom of God during the season of the Olympics.
And, you know, I must say, having the fortunate opportunity to travel to Europe, Belgium specifically, with you, the Ukraine, but specifically Belgium, that I have to say, without question, you and Fred truly have an evangelistic anointing. You know, I'm not going to get into the details of what we experienced in Belgium on one of our trips, but I really saw the gifts that you and Fred have in this specific area of evangelism and how God really used you. And he has so equipped you to go into other nations and to truly bring others to Christ and to do the work that you do. It's a special anointing. And what I love is that each of us needs to make that connection with that area that God has truly gifted and anointed us for. And I was saying in Belgium to my seat, that's their anointing. They're not my anointing, but that's theirs.
And
I
you know what?
It.
That is, that's really good what you said, you know, because I remember when I love praise and worship, and I wanted to just do that and be in the praise and worship and the choir and all this thing and flag and banner and all this good stuff. And the Lord allowed me to do that for a season. But then the Lord told me to stop. And I didn't want to stop because I liked it. I liked being up there on the stage. I liked all that good stuff because I was worshiping God. And so the Lord told me again to stop. And then, you know, it was some upheaval that happened in the whole team, and people were talking about me, and, you know, it became very uncomfortable for me. And my husband told me, he said, I know the Lord already told you to stop, so why are you complaining that they're being mean to you? You're not supposed to be there. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay, Lord. So when we try to push our way into something that God has not given us to do, you know, that's not our anointing, yeah, we like it, but I can worship the Lord at home. I can worship in the car. You know, I can worship by being a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I can worship as a teacher of the word of God. But when I try to push myself into a place that God has not given me, it's going to become uncomfortable. It's going to be friction. I'm going to be in somebody else's place. And God is not going to get glory from that worship because I'm in disobedience.
And, you know, that is so true, Wilma. Oh, my gosh. You know, and I often use the analogy, and I heard you saying friction. I often use the analogy that, you know, it's like being a square peg trying to fit into a round hole. That square
mm-hmm.
peg was not designed for that space. And so if you're trying to put the square peg into this round hole, there is friction because it wasn't designed for that place. But when you find that right fit for that square peg and you find that square hole, it's a perfect alignment because that's what it was created for. And I love that. And again, today I want our listening audience to know that our lines are open. This is the time in our broadcast where we invite you, our global listening audience, to interact with us. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 to add yourself to the host queue. Maybe you are on a computer device. You would have to dial in, and the call-in number is 516-453-9374-516-453-9374. And again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Well, I know with all of the traveling that you and Fred do with the various areas of ministry that align with God's purpose, that you are absolutely busy. You have a lot on your plate. What insight would you have to share with us about living a balanced life? What wisdom do you have to share with us as a global listening audience today around this subject?
Wow, that's a great question, Ms. Shania. I think everybody is always continuing to learn and continuing to desire. And even myself, I'm always asking the Holy Spirit to help me. We want to be balanced, but, you know, it's so easy to kind of go overboard sometimes. But I just say that, one, don't put yourself in bondage if everything isn't perfect. And forgive yourself if you miss it. And then just try again. Just keep trying again, and the Lord will give you peace. When you have that peace from God, then you can stop being a perfectionist, because most of the times we're out of balance. I know I was a bit of a workaholic, and it's a whole control thing. So the balance thing is learning, you know what? I can put it down. I don't have to work 50 hours. I could just put it down and trust God. And then in the morning, where you really get the whole foundation for every day is through prayer. I encourage everybody that we teach and train to pray in the Holy Spirit. You must be filled with the Holy Ghost. If you're not, don't worry. Come to our one-hour meeting or just cry out to God at your house. and ask him to feel you right at your house, right in the bedroom. He can do it right in your car. But we just encourage and teach that every day the foundation of your morning should be prayer, praying in the Holy Spirit, asking the Holy Spirit to lead you, to guide you, to direct you, to direct your day, and then also taking some moments, you know, 5 minutes or so, to just be still, if more if you have it, but at least 5 minutes to be still and ask the Holy Ghost, what do you have for me today? Give me an opportunity today, Lord, to be used of you so that I don't get so busy in my schedule that I miss the opportunity to speak a word for God that could really be so life-changing and life-impacting for somebody else. So the balance to me is pray in English, pray with the Word of God, pray in tongues, and get a download from God, and then you have a blueprint, and you have the peace of God to move into your day, and then your week, and then your month, and your year.
I love that, because one of the things that you said early on is that prayer draws you to your destiny, and so often we take God out of the equation. We don't give him his time. We don't seek him. And we wonder, how do we get off path? You know, how do we get off the path of our purpose? And it's because we haven't acknowledged him. I want to let our audience know that if you desire prayer, we will bring you into a private area called our green room. So just simply hit one on your telephone keypad, hit one on your telephone keypad. Being that Mrs. Womanberry has a heart for prayer and this is the assignment that God has called her to, she definitely wanted to make sure that she gave that invitation today. Mrs. Woman, anything you want to add around that before we bring tonight's broadcast to a close?
Well, I do want to invite people, if you're, you know, you're not yet at that place where you know what your gifting is, if you'd be interested in coming to our classes, our training, even if you want prayer, I receive prayer, you know, requests at our office line, 323-692-7268. I'm praying with people that I don't know from around the country, around the world, who receive prayer requests via our website. That's AzusaStreetMission.org, AzusaStreetMission.org. So we want to pray for you. We want to minister to you. And also we want to teach and train you and provoke you into your destiny. So you're welcome to come out to our training meetings. They're free and open to the public. We just want to be of service to you as we are jointly doing the will of God for our lives. And we pray that you're doing it as well for your life.
And so, again, we want you to know that we have a few moments left in our broadcast. If you have a question or a comment around today's dialogue, feel free to hit one on your telephone keypad. This will add you to the host queue. And if you are an individual that's saying, I desire prayer, that really touched my heart today, and I would like for them to pray with me, or let us know that as well, and we will bring you into a private area so that you can get the prayer support that you need. As we, again, continue in our broadcast, we want you to know that if you are on the computer, you have to simply dial in 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Mrs. Womanberry, we have a caller. Let's bring our caller back in.
Amen.
Welcome back in, Yumiko. You are live.
Oh, no, I just wanted her to pray with me, but you guys were saying, I was trying to get my pen, and I just wanted you guys to repeat the numbers and the website again, because I missed it completely. If you can repeat it, that would be awesome, but I just wanted to go into the prayer room.
Oh,
okay,
you got it.
Wonderful.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Yeah, the Azusa Street Mission, that's A-Z-U-S-A, Street Mission, all spelled out, all one word, .org. And that's all about the ministry and well as our training schedule. And for our office line, it's 323-692-7268. And we would love to be available to minister to you.
And we're going to bring you into that private prayer area in just a moment. Before we do that, Mrs. Womanberry, any closing thoughts on You know, I love to ask this question, and I think Oprah Winfrey used to ask this question. What is your greatest life lesson to date? Close us out with that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, my greatest life lesson up to date is to walk in forgiveness. If I forgive myself, if I forgive my neighbor, if I forgive my family member, then the past is over, and I'm walking into my future. So if you walk in forgiveness, you're always walking into your future.
Wow, that is powerful. I'm going to transition you and our caller into our green room as we prepare to close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays. I do want to thank you so much for tuning in, our global listening audience, and want to remind you of a number of things. One, we want you to be reminded that we have a Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. This Motivational Mondays forum is a group that has been designed specifically for you so that we can continue the conversation, continue the dialogue virtually. So we invite you to interact with us. If you are not already a part of that group, please visit my website at coachadams.com. This is the same as true if you're not a part of my network. coachadams.com, coachadams.com, and this will take you through the contact page to my various social networks, and we want you to continue to stay engaged and connected with us as I desire to do the same with you. Want to let you know that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success. Twice a year, in January and July, we host a live empowerment workshop, Hours of Power with Coach Adams, Shape Up and Win. Want you to know that advanced registration for 4 Hours of Power, which 4 Hours of Power is a powerful time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. We want you to know that you would receive empowering tools to win in your life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. Be one of the first 15 people to register and receive a complimentary one-on-one coaching session, and this is exclusive at this stage to our Inspired Media for You listening audience. Advanced tickets are $38 and $50 at the door. The January event was a full house, and we don't want you to miss this opportunity for such a powerful time in July. Plan now. Now is the time. Register online at ticketriver.com/Coach Adams. Ticket River, TICKET, River, RIVER.com/Coach Adams, or by calling 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. In addition, we want you to know that sponsorship opportunities are available, and if you're interested, you can give us a call at the same number, and or you may email admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. Wow, this has truly been a rich time here on Motivational Mondays with Fred and Wilma Berry. The two are one, and although we had Mrs. Wilma Berry sharing with us, of course, we've identified them as God's living Flintstones. What a joy that we've had such a rich conversation as we were having a reflection of Azusa Fest and talking about nuggets around living a balanced life. I want you to know that in our next installment of Motivational Mondays, we will reconnect in our Shape series on next Monday. We ask that you would continue to tune in and share with others. I would love to hear your thoughts around those subjects that you desire to hear discussed and talked about on Motivational Mondays. So don't hesitate to give us a text message, you know, via Facebook, whatever it is, and let us know those subjects that you would like to hear more richness and content about, because this time is really about you. Yes, Coach Adams is bringing this format together, but I want you to be more empowered on your journey. This is my purpose that God has called me to, and my heart is truly that you would be enriched from week to week and get some motivation and inspiration to jumpstart your week. I thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Monday, hosted and presented by Inspired Media for you. This is Coach Adams signing off for now, one who inspires. Be reminded, I coach and you win. Thank you again for tuning in.